More conspiracy theories. As I peruse the many articles on different sites on the internet, I am overwhelmed on the number of conspiracy theories being expressed. One article talks about a conspiracy theory which seems to have started on TikTok. I guess TikTok is the home of conspiracy lately. This one is a doozy. It states not only didn't Julius Caesar live, but there was no Roman Empire. It must be hard to think up such a nonsensical theory. I say this because we are surrounded in almost every country with Roman ruins, and in Italy itself there are still a few operational Roman buildings. How does one ignore those aqueducts all over the place? As far as Caesar is concerned, there were just so many witnesses to his existence to try and deny it. There is a conspiracy theory you probably never heard about. I just learned about it. It states the moon is not really there, so why do we see it? It has been claimed it is a hologram. If that is true, it must be a very ancient piece of technology. This was also brought forth to prove we never landed on the moon, because it is said how could we land on a hologram? So, why would anyone want to create a moon hologram, and who had that type of ancient technology? They never say where the hologram came from, but do say it was put there to hide something. One which made me laugh had to do with the COVID. If you are asking how anyone could laugh at that, it wasn't the disease I was laughing at, but the idea that was put forward. There is a conspiracy theory the COVID injections are being used to place a tiny tracking chip in our bodies. Conspiracy theories about this have been going on way before the COVID disease. I was thinking to myself, if we get a tracking chip every time we get an injection, that might be mass confusion for anyone trying to track us. There is a conspiracy theory which states Tupac Shakur never died. Most of us know he was gunned down in a drive-by shooting. His murder was never solved. I guess this assumes he then recovered, faking his death because he was so scared he would be shot again. I hate to break it, but not only is Tupac dead, but so is Elvis. One conspiracy theory which concerns the devil is the one which assigns the ice bucket challenge. It has gotten very popular with some celebrities backing it. The theorists are saying it really is a way for the devil to baptize people in his name. I guess that would make the celebrities backing it the devil's agents. There is a conspiracy about the sinking of the Titanic. Yes, I know there are many of them, but this one states the Titanic was not the ship that sunk, but the Olympic, which looked the same and was built by the same company. The idea for the switch was said to have something to do with a crash the Olympic had, and the theory states it was sunk on purpose as the Titanic, and this had something to do with the insurance claim. The next theory I came across had to do with Hitler. We all know there was a lot of talk about Hitler surviving the war and escaping to South America, or the North Pole, to a secret Nazi base. The problem is, even if this was true, how could anyone still think he is alive today? The man was born in 1889. That would make him 134 years old, and he would be the oldest human alive on the planet. These facts don't seem to matter to some people. One of my favorite conspiracy theories is about King Charles. Some theorists believe he might be a vampire. Why could anyone ever believe this nonsense? They claim he is part of the bloodline from Vlad the Impaler. There are a couple of problems with this. The first is Vlad was not a vampire, and second is when he went to Transylvania he joked. He said Transylvania was in his blood and kiddingly said he was related to Vlad. Take a joke, people. There is one conspiracy that is kind of popular. It states the years from 614 to 911 never existed. What does this mean? Are they saying we went from 613 to 912, or are we really living in the year 1726? Supposedly the proof for this statement rests on the fact they say is the scarcity of archaeological evidence. This seems to ignore some evidence which was found, such as the Saxons in London in 700 AD and a lot of other evidence. There was a snowfall in Georgia. It wasn't much, just a couple of inches. Some residents said it was not real snow and the government was trying to poison them. They based this upon the fact when they tried to melt it with blowtorches it turned black. Scientists said the snow was real and the reason it turned black was the fact butane is inefficient and melts snow slowly while turning it black. Conspiracy theories about lookouts come out every once in a while. One said a double of Hitler was actually put into his grave and he lived after the war. A more modern one states Paul McCartney died in 1966 and for the years after that we are seeing his lookalike which was substituted for him. Luckily, he sounded the same. They claim the clues are in the song Taxman and many clues in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Remember Christine Blasey Ford? If you are asking yourself who was that, let me refresh your memory. She was the woman who testified against Brett Kavanaugh, the now Supreme Court judge. This created a conspiracy theory which states she was an actress and was hired by the Coca-Cola company for product placement ads. This is why she kept drinking Coke during the hearings. One of the most enduring conspiracy theories is based on Princess Diana's death in 1997. When Dodi Al-Fayed died in the same accident, his father claimed it was a murder by the British government. To this day, many still believe it. The coroner stated he made a substantial investigation into this and found nothing of substance. I guess as long as there are humans on this planet, there will be conspiracy theories. Occasionally, one might turn out to be true, and this will certainly keep them going.